Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We got four sound bites ready to play for you. If you've been to our website today, you could also see them there. They're all posted there. We've got some votes in, and we're going to play these for you, let you listen, and when you hear the one that you think should be the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, for whatever reason you want it to be the Soundbite of the Week, you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E, or you email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, and you vote. You just tell us which of the sound bites you think should be the sound bite of the week and why. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer here. This is simply you voting for the sound bite you think should be the sound bite of the week. Here's number one. It's Pastor Paul McCain. We were talking about the Reformation, a special hour with him and Dr. Martin Noland. He was answering the question, did Luther start a new church?
No, because Luther and the other reformers recognized no other church than the one that Christ himself had built and established. I'm looking here at a comment he made in spring 1533 at his table when he was eating, and he said the Pope, the fanatics, whoever else wants to set their own opinion against the gospel are already condemned with all their wisdom, holiness, and belief. And then he says, we are continually slandered when people say about us, Luther has destroyed the papacy, but he can't build a new church. That is, he can't introduce some new worship or ceremonies. And then Luther said, these wretched men think that building a church consists of the introduction of new ceremonies. They don't realize that building up the church means to lead consciences from doubt and murmuring to faith, to knowledge, and to certainty. So there was no new church in his mind. It was simply the good old church, the pure gospel of Jesus Christ, clearly proclaimed.
All right, that's soundbite number one. If you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week, just give us a call and callers get top priority, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. It's Hadley Arkus. He's author of the Born Alive Infants Protection Act that you've been hearing so much about. Answering the question, does anyone find infanticide acceptable?
When I wrote the bill originally, we assumed that most people in the country would be shocked by the notion of infanticide. But I think you've got to understand what the crisis we're in right now, Todd, is that we're well past this point. I take some of my students at Amherst, liberals and Democrats, and we have a small meeting we had. Faced with this evidence about Obama, they concede now, you're right, he was, in fact, in favor of infanticide, which means that as we make ourselves suggestible to it and accept it, what we're saying is, infanticide is not a deal-breaker with us. We can't tell you when we're opposed to infanticide. We're willing to accept some infanticide as the implication of our support for abortion. That is, his position was, so committed was he, Obama, to preserve that right to abortion unimpaired, unrestricted, that he was willing even to withhold protection from a child born alive. Now the young liberal Democrats will say that's their position, too, and it's no big deal. This is a different kind of country from the one we grew up in, to think that people can absorb in themselves the notion that infanticide are us, that one of the implications of our position is that we are affably willing to accept infanticide, and it is no big deal. It is no deal breaker.
Okay, that's soundbite number two. If you want to vote for it for soundbite of the week, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from a conversation with Dr. Lewis Brighton. We were talking about Satan and his lies and naturally got off onto the question of one of the biggest lies he tells, and that is of abortion and people's unwillingness to protect human life from beginning to end. Where does the acceptance of abortion lead?
Why could we German people who gave to the world a Luther, a Getty, a Beethoven, how could we ever have followed, we Christians follow what Hitler led us to do? He thought it began way back in the 20s, the medical profession in Germany influenced the German government and people to accept abortion. And once Germany accepted that abortion, then Hitler could, from that, lead the German people to do and all other kind of wrong things. And that's what I'm afraid of, too. Since we have accepted abortion, we're going to accept many other things as we already do now. Look at marriage itself is going down. It all started with abortion. And amongst Christian people, too, so many Christian denominations, not all, but so many of them are accepting feminist theology and the ordination of women. That all has started from going back to abortion. It's terrible, these lies of Satan.
Soundbite number three, Dr. Lewis Brighton. You think it should be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Get ready to call and email us because here comes soundbite number four. It comes from Dr. Arthur Jest. We were studying A Mighty Fortress, the hymn, and he was talking about Luther's theology of the cross.
The words of Jesus on this are abundant and really, you know, penetrating in their power, that if you lose those things you normally depend on, you are reduced to having to trust in the one thing needful, the one thing that matters, and that is Christ himself. I think that, you know, we always must look at these times where it appears that we are on the brink of persecution or losing something that we hold dearly, that this is an opportunity for the church to deliver Christ, to deliver the goods, to show people what first things are. You can see that Luther here can write a hymn like this precisely because he is in such distress and such suffering, precisely because he's about to lose everything that he has and everything that he values. And what he has to do then is focus on the one thing that really is truly valuable, and that is Jesus Christ.
All right, it's time for you to cast your vote. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, November the 7th. Call now, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email us your vote. Remember to tell us why, which soundbite you're voting for, and why. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number one? Pastor Paul McCain answering the question, did Luther start a new church? Soundbite number two, Hadley Arkus, does anyone find infanticide acceptable? Soundbite number three, Dr. Lewis Brighton on where the acceptance of abortion leads, or Dr. Jess, soundbite number four on Luther's theology of the cross in A Mighty Fortress? Vote now, 1-877-623-6943. Have you been hungering for a richer life of prayer and meditation on God's Word? Well, Concordia Publishing House is pleased to bring you Treasury of Daily Prayer. It's coming in October. To experience Treasury of Daily Prayer, click the book cover on our homepage, issuesetc.org, or you can order an advance copy of Treasury of Daily Prayer by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, Treasury of Daily Prayer.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. George Clear, Julia Edgar, James Grant, Michael Nolte, Jennifer Nolte, Lisa Ragsdale, Dennis Martin, Elizabeth Ney, Terry Wilkes, and Pastor Clifford Hunt. Thanks for your support.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, co-host of the national radio show The White Horse Inn, on the uniqueness of Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. presents Jesus Christ and his saving work out of the text of the Bible. The teaching of Christ alone is the driving force of this program. It deals with the important issues of our time with carefully chosen guests and hosts who are knowledgeable in the scriptures, history, and their application. On Issues Etc., you will not hear pop evangelicalism, but confessional Lutheran theology fluently presented.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a donation today. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also contribute online, issuesetc.org, A Voice in the Wilderness of American Evangelicalism, Issues Etc. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. 10 more minutes. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Hour 2 is coming up right after that. An hour-long conversation with Dr. Martin Noland here in studio about the religious background of President-elect Barack Obama. 1-877-623-6943. You can call that number to vote for the Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Gary's up first, calling from New Jersey. Gary, welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well.
I vote for soundbite number two. It's Margaret Sanger's philosophy coming to its bearing its evil fruit.
All right, Gary, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in New Jersey. What about the rest of you? Which of these should be the soundbite of the week? Pastor Paul McCain, did Luther start a new church? Soundbite number two, Hadley Arcus, does anyone find infanticide acceptable? That's got one vote from Gary in New Jersey already. Dr. Lewis Brighton, soundbite number three, where does the acceptance of abortion lead? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Arthur Just, Luther's theology of the cross in a mighty fortress. Callers get top priority. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's some email votes. This one comes from Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. I vote for Dr. Just, a mighty fortress. There is such a draw to a theology of glory, and we need to be reminded of the theology of the cross, Marilyn writes. We need to be reassured again and again that though goods, fame, child, and wife all be lost, we still have a mighty fortress, a place of refuge. God isn't God because things are going well. We need to know that suffering is a part of the Christian life. Marilyn, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. In Wheaton, that's a vote for soundbite number four. This one is for soundbite number one. I vote for Reverend McCain's soundbite. Too often Luther is being used to justify new practices that make the church more, quote-unquote, relevant and meaningful. In the end, these new things risk leading us to look inward so that we measure holy things by how we feel about them. By doing this, subjectivity trumps objectivity. Good point. Frank says, and this is from Frank in North Carolina, he says, I would be remiss if I didn't also say that Lutherans can be equally guilty of this mistake. I think that too often we Lutherans accuse our Reformed neighbors of that which we ourselves do, and often we hide behind Luther as if he were a shield for our errors and seeker-sensitive ways. Quite true there as well, Frank. Thanks for the vote. This one comes from Paul in O'Fallon. He votes, thanks for letting us online preview, the onliners preview. That's a good term, our onliners. Thanks for letting us onliners preview the list of sound bites. Awesome choices for soundbite of the week as usual. As a group and in the order that you've listed them, they give a good message. First, Pastor Paul McCain points out that Luther's new church was not new, but a return to the historic Christianity with Christ and the apostles at its foundation. Second, Mr. Arcus points out that our country has gone so far as to find infanticide acceptable in defense of abortion on demand. Third, Dr. Brighton connects the dots from abortion to the decline of the family and increasing errors in theology. But thanks be to God, as Dr. Just points out in the fourth soundbite, when we lose all hope of seeing these things like infanticide, abortion, gross errors in the churches, that is when we are driven back to the cross of Jesus Christ, the Jesus of Luther's reformation of the church, and only there we find true peace. A vote for soundbite number four. This one comes from Ben in St. Louis. I'm voting for soundbite three. Dr. Lewis Brighton on where does the acceptance of abortion lead? For soundbite of the week, because very few people, even fewer in the media, have the courage to talk about how accepting abortion in the 1920s Germany led to the German people accepting other crimes against humanity. To bring up Germany and to say the word Hitler has turned from politically incorrect to that's a hate crime and you can't compare pro-choice viewers with Hitler. Kudos to you at Issues Etc. for having the courage to speak the truth. Well, kudos to Dr. Lewis Brighton and soundbite number three. This is a vote for soundbite number four. Thanks for all your hard work. Praising God, you're back on the air from Karen in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Thank you very much. I'm not going to ask Jeff where Benton Harbor, Michigan is because he'll get it wrong, just like he did Hoopston, Illinois, and then we'll get emails. A vote for soundbite number one, along with the picture. Did you see this picture, Jeff? I'll have to describe it to our listeners. I'm voting for Paul McCain's soundbite for three reasons, says Gary in Canada. First, I made the same argument as I was talking to a devout Roman Catholic just last week. Luther did not leave the church because the church, the Roman church, left Christ and his word. Second, because no man can build up a new church, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, many today reject the truth and want to build their own churches around themselves, their wants and desires. Yes, even many Lutherans, I would add. And finally, I want to give thanks to God for Paul McCain's Book of Concord website. I encourage the devout Roman Catholic to look at the confutation and then read the Apology of the Augsburg Confession. Gary in Canada, thanks for that vote for soundbite number one. He sends a picture of himself wearing an I Have Issues t-shirt, a clerical shirt with a Luther's Small Catechism tucked into the breast pocket, some sort of a medallion with Luther's rose on it. He says he's wearing a skull cap that says, "Here I stand," and his socks also, if I'm reading this correctly, say, "Here I stand." That's funny, "Here I stand" socks. I like that. Thank you very much, Gary. This is a vote, a voter who can't make up his mind. It's Larry in Naperville, Illinois. He says, "You are cruel this week. Two exceptional sound bites. I can't vote for one over the other. One half vote for each." The two that he wants are 1 and 4, Pastor Paul McCain on Did Luther Start a New Church and Dr. Arthur Jest on the Theology of the Cross. And in this rare case, I will grant an exception and give you a half vote. Hey, are you keeping track in there, Craig? Okay, a half vote for one and a half vote for four. Okay, thank you. I mean, you guys just sit in there and talk and gab, and it's like looking the hairdressers or something. And here is a vote from Robert in St. Louis. He says, "Well, you guys really did it this week. How can a person not choose all four sound bites? They're from some great segments. I listened and re-listened. I chose the one and then another. Each one is packed with meaning and present the state of the world and the church. In the end, my fond memories from graduate studies with Herr Dr. Brighton won the day. I choose soundbite number three." This one comes from Stephen in Wheat Ridge. He says, "Just on a mighty fortress, focus on the one thing that is truly valuable, that is Jesus Christ. It says it all." A vote for soundbite number one from Steve in Medford, Oregon. He says, "I like this new voting thing online for us podcast listeners. There's sometimes 3 or 4 weeks behind on the programs. It gives us a chance to participate. My vote is for soundbite number one. When Luther wrote about building a church, it so rings true with much of today's pop evangelical culture." A vote for soundbite number four comes from Bob in Milton, Florida. He says, "My vote is for Dr. Arthur Jest on Luther's Theology of the Cross. Thanks very much for making this method of participating in the weekly soundbite vote available. You really do love your on-demand listeners." A vote for soundbite number four from Deborah in Dallas, Texas. She says, "It was tough to decide on just one soundbite. They were all excellent and appropriate for our times. Finally settled on soundbite number four, Dr. Arthur Jest. He was right on the point, reminding us of the one thing needful." And Paul in Colorado says, "Thanks for giving your on-demand listeners such as myself an opportunity to vote for the soundbite of the week. With my work schedule and your broadcast times, I've never been able to vote. Thanks for your continued excellent programming." He votes for soundbite number four, Dr. Arthur Jest. The answer is simple. Dr. Jest's comment is perfect. "In times of distress and peril, as a Christian, one is driven to the one true comfort, Jesus Christ." Here's some more email. Let's see if I scroll up. This one comes from Susan in Mississippi. A vote for Dr. Jest's comment. She says they're all worthy. He comments about the threats to Luther himself, and it reminds me, not once have I read of Luther ever throwing anyone or any principle or doctrine under the bus in order to save himself. She writes more, but time does not permit. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, "I vote for soundbite of the week, Dr. Arthur Jest on Luther's Theology of the Cross." This email from Thomas in Alma, Michigan, he votes for soundbite number three, Dr. Lewis Brighton.
He says he makes the correct connection between abortion evil leading to many other societal evils. Brian in Salt Lake City says he's voting, and he's a first-time voter. He votes for soundbite number two, Hadley Arkus, Ross in Minneapolis, also soundbite number two. And let's see. Oh, I do want to read Brian's. He says it's becoming acceptable to us and our families. Hadley Arkus makes this clear when he exposes Obama's logic toward allowing for infanticide. So which is the winner? Oh, Dr. Arthur Just. Let's hear it.
The words of Jesus on this are abundant and really, you know, penetrating in their power. That if you lose those things you normally depend on, you are reduced to having to trust in the one thing needful, the one thing that matters, and that is Christ himself. I think that, you know, we always must look at these times where it appears that we are on the brink of persecution or losing something that we hold dearly, that this is an opportunity for the church to deliver Christ, to deliver the goods, to show people what first things are. You can see that Luther here can write a hymn like this precisely because he is in such distress and such suffering, precisely because he's about to lose everything that he has and everything that he values. And what he has to do then is focus on the one thing that really is truly valuable, and that is Jesus Christ.
That's soundbite number four, the winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Thanks to everybody who voted, who emailed us in advance, emailed us during the program, and gave us a call. When we come back from this break, it's hour two of Issues Etc. Dr. Martin Nolan is going to join us right here in the studio. We're going to spend some time talking with him about the theological background of President-elect Barack Obama. It not only has to do with his past membership at Trinity, UCC in Chicago, under the feet of Jeremiah Wright, but also Black Liberation Theology, Union Theological Seminary. There's a connection there as well. When we come back, we'll talk about the religious views of Barack Obama.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.